you like to travel the world representing your favorite brands, get awesome perks, and meet amazing people? Well, now you can learn how. Promo Rockstars is here to teach you not only how to do just that, but also hear from leading industry experts to see just how they did it and how you can too. Here's your host, Promo Rockstar Visionary, Edwin Goitia.
Episode 4, The Power of Personal Branding. Hey everyone, Edwin Goitia here, founder and visionary of Promo Rockstars. Welcome to the Promo Rockstars podcast. I am super excited to share with you today's topic, which is the power of personal branding. Many of us oftentimes forget how powerful our name truly, truly is. And for that reason, we wanted to discover this topic with you today and really go over what that means for you. Whether you're a freelancer, an event marketer, a promo marketer, you name it, we are here to help you realize the power of simply the name that you were born with. So before we dive into any topics, I really want to, first and foremost, thank you for listening. We have just surpassed over 10,500 members on our Facebook group and literally have nearly 1,000 downloads on our iTunes podcast. So thank you so much for listening in, chiming in, sharing and rating and reviewing our podcast. If you haven't done so, make sure to jump onto iTunes and rate and review our podcast. Most definitely share it with somebody you know, whether or not you are in promotional marketing, if you're a business owner, if you're a freelancer. Everything that we have to teach here can be applied to your life, your business, your career, and so on and so forth. So we are here today, on this day, with listeners in over 15 countries now and counting. And I can't tell you, every single day I have people coming up to me, thanking me, and just shaking my hand and really sharing their stories of how the Promo Rockstars movement has benefited them, has impacted them, created success for them, really opened their eyes. I mean, since 2010, our mission has been to create a professional resource, something that they can look to truly change their life, whether or not they are a promotional marketer, you know, or freelancer, somebody trying to start their own business, somebody just trying to get back a little bit of time and freedom in their life. And so for that reason, thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys are why I do what I do, and I continue to do what I do, and we have so much more to come, lots of free resources to still be released, and lots of cool new things. We're revamping our email template. We're going to be revamping our blog a little bit, and so we really have a lot in store for you guys. If you are brand new to this podcast, make sure to listen to the first 3 episodes where we dive into what Promo Rockstars is, what the promo lifestyle is all about, and also how you have been promoting since you were a child in episode 3 and how you can benefit from that. Now, again, you know, if you're somebody who is looking to be on the freelancing side, or you're somebody who's on the recruiting side, or looking, you know, you're on the business side, you're looking for folks to represent your company, this is the place to be. Make sure to check us out at promorockstar.com/group. That's promorockstar.com/group. If you go there, you simply opt in with your email address. You'll get immediate access to our exclusive Facebook community of nearly 11,000 people worldwide. And you'll also get access to the top 10 secrets to becoming a promo rockstar, highly paid brand ambassador, whether that's in your business or as a freelancer. So again, welcome. We have lots to share with you today. And also, I want to thank and congratulate all the folks who are out there having crazy success. Those of you at South by Southwest 2015, hope you're having a blast. Wish I could be there this year. Busy being a dad. And now my daughter's 7 months old. She's keeping me super busy. So you can imagine, guys, I don't get very much sleep at all. So again, you know, hope everybody's having a great time around the country. For those of you guys on the auto circuit, hope you're having a great time wrapping up the season. I know we have New York, which I will be at here in April, and of course, all other events, campaigns, and so on and so forth going on, not just in the U.S., but Canada, Mexico, worldwide. And I have several buddies in Ghana, Brazil, Spain, and I've heard also recently Great Britain doing their own experiential marketing and advertising campaigns out there, which if you're not familiar with experiential marketing, essentially it's marketing outside the box, really getting in front of consumers, in front of people, and creating an experience for them to remember a business or service by for years to come. Much more on that, definitely listen to episodes 1-3 to learn a little more about promotional marketing and experiential marketing, what that means, how it's part of your world already, and you know, most definitely want to give a shout out to my good friend, Robert J. Adams, who has started recently the Good Guys blog. And let me tell you, this guy's come a long way. He's really stepped it up to a whole nother level. I mean, he's even challenging my level of standard here and, you know, came out with an awesome looking blog, great resource, and he's just getting started, folks. So definitely check out the goodguysblog.com. I think it's goodguysfinishfirst.com. So again, check it out. Just Google it or look for Robert J. Adams on Facebook. His website is goodguysfinishfirst.com. All right, so let's get on with it. Today's topic again is the power of personal branding, guys. And so what we're going to cover is the fact that you are you. Social media is just the beginning. Video is your most powerful tool. You have to create a story and how to create your movement, basically the power and the importance of creating that movement. So those are the main topics we're going to cover today in the power of personal branding. First and foremost, congratulations for being you. Your name is your most powerful asset in life. The name that your mom and dad gave you is your most important and most valuable asset that you've ever and will ever be given. Now, I know there's folks out there who change their names legally and whatnot. But that's cool if you have a stage name. I know plenty of actors and actresses that do what I do and what the 10,500 folks within our community do. I'm willing to bet there's well over a million people who freelance in this space. However, you know, whether or not you have your birth name or you change your name is literally your best asset. So you are who you are for a reason, and your name is literally like gold. It is just like money, and it is what you have to work with. You have something in front of you that has its own brand equity, which is literally the measure of what your brand is worth. You have something in front of you that's not just on a birth certificate, but it's also listed on your social media sites, listed on your blog, business card, resume, your ID. It's all over the place. And so if you were to put everything together, your credit cards, everything, you would realize that your name has so much power, so much presence, right? And so knowing that, what can you do to truly leverage your name? And that's what we're here to talk about today. So knowing that it's your most powerful asset in life, simply putting it all over the place, such as social media profiles and whatnot, keeping consistent is the first step, is getting your name out there. Now, getting your name out there is as simple as meeting people, networking, really just spreading your name, just like wildfire. You know, right now we are getting into the springtime, which is a season of harvest. And so what that means is that we get to reap and benefit from everything we sowed from the fall through the winter. So all the efforts from the past, from all the networking and the momentum of our work, you know, whether you're a freelancer or business owner, everything you've done in the past has your name connected to it. So this is why integrity is so huge. Your integrity is a big piece of your name. If you have a really good integrity, if you have a good reputation, then your name has a positive net worth. Your name has a positive, you know, level of equity, positive brand equity. And so if you have a bad reputation, if you've burned many bridges in the past, if you have essentially, you know, really just gotten blacklisted or whatever, you know, just done some things that you're not too proud of, then you could potentially have a negative brand equity. And don't worry, it's not too late for you because you can bring it back. You can get it back to positive. Just like when you go into debt, just like when you are monetarily or financially struggling, you can always bounce back to the good side. And so what can we do to first and foremost, you know, make sure, number one, you have not just a good reputation, good brand equity, but to continue to climb further and higher and really make your net worth grow with you is, you know, to make sure you do everything with good intent. Make sure that you share a consistent, you know, elevator pitch on what you do, and make sure that everything that you do is consistent. I think one of the biggest pitfalls I see with people within the industry, whether they're freelancers, vendors, business owners, recruiters, is that there's sometimes a lack of consistency. There's sometimes a lack of persistence. And those are really important, because if you're not persistent in your consistency, when you're out in the field, when you're a vendor trying to get business from local marketing companies, local businesses, whether they're small, medium, or large, or if you're not being consistent in your persistence with any effort whatsoever, then companies will notice this. They will see that right away. And so that's not the type of reputation you want to uphold. You want to be somebody who's constantly persistent, but in a good way, in a professional manner. You don't want to be the person that's bothersome. You don't want to be the person that is overstepping your boundaries. There is a fine balance. But again, your name is your most powerful asset in life. You have to work it to get that net worth up of what your name is worth. Secondly, social media is just the beginning. As I mentioned before, it's much more than just Facebook. You know, even more than just Twitter and Pinterest and Instagram, you truly have to create an ecosystem with your brand. And the personal branding is created over time. It's not something that's overnight. It's a marathon. And so you have to little by little tweak and add and really sort of, you know, evolve with the times. And these are things that you have to do if you are willing to essentially get your name out there, so that you can get to the point where you are very valuable in your marketplace. You are essentially seeing great results. And, you know, you want to be that person that has a strong social media presence, hands down. Just hands down, you always want to have a strong following. It's not about the numbers, it's about the quality. Quality over quantity. That's a very important point. When it comes to personal branding, you always want to focus more on quality versus quantity. The person that goes out and buys artificial followers, artificial likes, they are not going to last very long. One of the things that I pride myself with when it comes to Promo Rockstars has been the organic growth that we have had for years. It's been 5 years now. 5 years. Actually, it'll be 5 years at the end of the year, but we're just over 4.5 years now. And it's amazing to see that in 5 short years, we have grown to almost 11,000 people organically. Just from folks that I've personally known, that I've added to the group, people that they've known, and so on and so forth, people discovering us. And, you know, I never went out and just, you know, add, click, click, click. It was an organic growth. And you want to have the same thing with your personal brand. You want to have an organic movement, an organic growth that goes with your name, you know, because then it'll have a good vibe, it'll have a good feeling, and people will want to work with you. They'll want to get to know you. They'll want to be near you and by you and listen to your stories and really hear what you have to say. It's one thing to be two-dimensional, to just sort of throw things out there and hope that it catches. It's to hope that people see you and respect you. But, you know, respect is earned. And so it is the same with personal branding. The ability to capture an audience, the ability to get followers, the ability to get people to want to spend time with you, to learn, to sort of absorb what you have to share, is earned over time. And it's done much better when it's done organically, hands down. So again, social media is just the beginning. Organic growth is preferred. And make sure you create your own ecosystem. You know, literally, if you remember from elementary, middle school, when you learned the Venn diagrams and the mind maps and all that, when you're brainstorming, literally take a whiteboard, take a piece of paper, sit down. You know, here's a little exercise for you to do. Take action on this right now. Take a piece of paper, take a pen, and draw, you know, sort of like a hierarchy, you know, where you are, your name at the top, and sort of branch out and create, you know, what you would like to see as your own ecosystem, your own, you know, essentially your own universe. Now, it's not always about us. However, if you can take the time and you know, over weeks, months, and even years to hone your craft, to really get your message out to the world, to really show them who you are, then naturally you will create that ecosystem that vibes really well with who you are, your personality, the type of people you want to attract into your business, into your life, you know, hopefully businesses to work with you. These are very, very important things. And it takes time, but it is so worth it. And I can tell you right now, as you know, I'm all the work that I've done is clearly a result of, you know, where I'm at now is clearly a result of everything I've done in the past. Little by little, it's constant tweaking, constant working on it, and it will never end. But essentially, it's something that will grow with you, and it's worth more, you know, especially as you work on it over time more and more. It's going to be worth so much to you someday. And so you have to start humbly from the beginning with nothing and grow from there. All right, so next up is video. Video is your most powerful tool. Not enough people in the freelance space are using video to its full potential. People aren't utilizing it fully. And I want to change that. Now, I noticed that when I threw a contest recently for the Brand Ambassador Handbook, I asked for testimonials, video testimonials on people's thoughts, feedback on the book. Now, I had plenty of reviews on Amazon. I had plenty of comments on our blog and reviews. However, I did not have one single person do a video testimonial. Now, I can tell you the number one reason people shy from videos is exactly that. They are shy. They are scared. They fear putting their message out in the open. It makes them vulnerable. Now, I will tell you right now, as a marketer, as a freelancer, as an event marketer and consultant, the vulnerability that is captured within video is more powerful than anything that can be done in words. Hands down. So if you were to look at a status update that is just words, it is not anywhere near as attractive as when you see it with an image. And even more so when you see it with a video, because you capture people's vulnerability. You see them naked out in the open, really putting themselves out there. Now ask yourself, when's the last time that you shot a video? Now, a lot of people out there are shooting selfies, shooting videos, but how often have you shot a video of yourself speaking to the camera, just looking at the camera in the lens? Not often, I'm willing to guess. Everybody's different. Now, me personally, going back to 2010, when I started this group, I was super nervous to be on video, super, super nervous. Knowing that, I realized that I had a lot of work to do, but I also realized that the power of video was unsurpassed. And it's getting even more powerful now with Chromecast, with YouTube on TVs, on smart TVs, access from mobile and tablets, cell phones, you name it. The power of video is unsurpassed, is beyond anything that you will ever see now. And people are making videos every second. I mean, every day, the amount of video that's put out there, the amount of content is vastly greater than what has been put in the history books prior to the 1900s. I mean, just think about that. In one day, the amount of content put out in video covers more in content, you know, time and the amount of content than was done in books for history prior to the 1900s. That's insane. That's insane. So just keep that in mind, guys, that video needs to be utilized in sharing your personal story, in building your personal brand, and really getting out there. And so these are things that you most definitely want to take advantage of. Awesome. So the next thing that I want to cover is create your story. What is a story? Now, you think back to when you were a kid, and you realize that a story was just a book that was read to you, right? But the power behind a story is the ability to remember the key points of it, right? So the story has key elements, right? You have your introduction, you have your protagonist and your antagonist, the good guys and bad guys. You have your climax, the point of struggle, and then you have, you know, maybe failure, the low point where you fail. And then, of course, the point of no return, where you go for it, you go for the gold, and finally there's victory. And you claim victory, you achieve everything that you've wanted to achieve because you put the hard work into it, right? So knowing this, why can't you create your own story? Who's to say that you can't create your own story, your own fairy tale, but one that's true, one that you can tell for years to come, one that when you're an old man or an old lady, you can sit down and tell your kids or your grandkids a story like nothing that's ever been told before, one where you're the main character. What legacy do you want to leave? Have you thought about that? Because if you want to leave a legacy, you have to have a story. And you have to be willing to share it boldly and with enthusiasm and with excitement. And this can be applied in any way, whether you're in business and you're pitching something to somebody, whether you are getting interviewed by a company and you are sharing your background, whether you are out there trying to consult or coach or be a freelancer. The power of storytelling is important, and especially when it comes to your personal brand. So think about that for a second. When's the last time you shared a story? When's the last time you read a book, a really good book? Did it captivate your emotions? Did it captivate your imagination? I'm sure it did, because I know it does for me when I read amazing stories. Most recently, I was reading Sherlock Holmes and I felt like a little kid again. So knowing the power of stories, knowing that combined and converged with the power of your personal brand, when you put them together, people will remember you. People will remember you, and you want to be remembered for years to come. You want your name to be long-lasting. You want it to be something that will be carried to your grave. And this is why a great reputation, great integrity is super important. You know, you always want to live life on good terms. So create your story. People want to know that you're human. They want to know that you're more than just a person with a resume. They want to know that you're more than just a person with a social media profile or the person on video. They want to see your vulnerability, you know, whether it's done through video, through storytelling, through blogging, you know, whatever, through some illustrative ways. Get creative. Get out there. Make a video. Share your story. Do it in any way that you want, that you feel comfortable, and do it in the best way that you can. Put your heart and soul into it. And I'm telling you right now that this story will be one of your key tools in your arsenal when it comes to building your personal brand. So how does that feel? Did I get you excited? Did I get you really motivated to share and create and really supersede the story to be a part, you know, of something greater than yourself, to be a character finally and be actively pursuing this story, the story of your life? I know I am. I hope you are too. Again, guys, share your story, keep it consistent, you know, make sure that people hear what you have to share. Just hands down, make sure you create your story. And finally, you want to create your movement. Combine all these things that we talked about, you know, using video, creating a story, using social media, getting out there, networking, and create your own movement, create an ecosystem, put it all together, make yourself something that you can be proud of. Everyone is waiting for you to do something amazing. Whether or not you know it, there are people out there who are watching, people out there who love you, people who hate you. You're always going to have enemies, especially as you gain success. I know I have haters, and you know, I embrace that. I embrace that because that I know that it's clashing and it's crashing with people's belief systems. It's not vibing with certain people because maybe they are resisting, which is fine with me, because perhaps down the road they'll learn something from it. Perhaps down the road they'll have some realization. I know that's happened to some people before, where at one point they didn't understand what it was that I was doing, but later on they appreciated what I had done. People want to follow you, you know? You're a leader to certain people. There are certain people out there who look up to you. They might not even tell you. But those folks who do secretly watch from the sidelines, the folks who sort of, you know, say, oh, I'm going to maybe do this, or first I'm going to watch you do it as you are out in the football field being a quarterback, getting touchdowns, you know, they want to follow you. And it all comes down to you. This is going to be completely up to you. How big do you want your personal brand to be? How much do you want your personal brand to be worth? It's completely up to you. It's up to you to start. It's up to you to continue to perspire, to be consistent and persistent over time, to overcome any struggles that come your way, and still stick with your story, still be a character. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up on anything that you're doing, because all of this will pay off in huge dividends. And remember, guys, this goes with business. This goes with if you're a recruiter, if you're a freelancer. The power of your personal brand needs to start today. If you haven't been doing any of this, you need to sit down and proclaim, this is what I want to stand for. This is how I want to be known. And when I die, this is the legacy that I want to leave. And knowing this, your personal brand will only grow with you as you grow and as you tell your story, as you grow in the story, as you live your story, and as you help others create their stories. The more you help others create their stories, the more your story will unfold itself and unfold itself in great ways, better than you expected. Are you feeling great? Do you feel good about this? Do you feel the power of the personal branding? So, you know, guys, this is the thing about being a promo rock star. We don't just do things normal here. The Promo Rockstars podcast, we are taking what you're doing and we're taking it up a notch. And that's what I love to do. This is what us as a community, what we thrive on, what we hunger for, because, you know, it's not enough to just motivate people. It's better to give them something to really think about and to, you know, claw their fingers into and to really get, you know, some action on it, to take some action on it, to get some results. And that's what we love to see. We love to see results. And I'd like to see more people create their stories, more people share their stories. You know, Casey Wade, I got to give her a shout out. Casey Wade and I go back. She's been around since we started our group. She's been a part of some of our exclusive hangouts, some of our private coaching groups. She's been a part of a lot of contests that we've done, a lot of different things. And she's persisted over time. She's grown tremendously as a person. She's stronger. I can feel it. She's got a story now. And now she's got the promo girl. I think it's the promo girl channel on YouTube. And it's all about the promo life. And she has really done some amazing things. And I want to applaud Casey. If you're not friends with her, make sure to check her out. You can see her in our community as well. So Casey has an amazing story because she was somebody who was basically had a lot of salt. You know, maybe she didn't feel like she could do this. She didn't feel like she could go out there and really be in business for herself. She didn't feel like she could go out there and truly captivate people the way she wanted to. And let me tell you, she's doing that now. And it's only because she believed in herself and because she really grasped the power of personal branding. And it's something that I taught her as well years ago. And this is something that you can do now. Awesome. So I wanted to thank you for listening to today's podcast. Went a little longer than I wanted to, but I feel that there's so much goodness to share there. And I hope that you take this with you. And I hope that you get something out of it, that you take action on some of it and get some results. You know, share this with your friends, comment below, rate and review our podcast. Let us know what type of results you're getting. Let us know what you got out of this podcast. Send me an email. Send me an email, info@promorockstar.com. That's info@promorockstar.com. Let me know what you thought. And I'd love to hear what you have to say, what you think about our podcast, how we can do better. And it's only going to get better from here. Want to give a shout out to my good friend, Jay. He's also our sound engineer, Jay Morales. And Jay is also doing some big things that I'm hoping to share here in the future as he grows himself and also his business. So it's been amazing to see him grow. And I want to thank Jay for all the time, the energy he's putting towards editing this podcast. So, again, thank you so much, Rockstars. Make sure to go back and listen to our previous podcast. In the next episode, we're going to talk about what it takes to become a promo rockstar today. And we will cover that in a short 15, 20-minute podcast interview with a special guest. So thank you so much, guys. And as always, remember, it's not who you promo, It's not what you promo, but it's who promos you. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this free podcast and make sure to share it with friends and family. Ready to get started? Visit our brand new website, promorockstaruniversity.com, to get started today. Promo Rockstars does not guarantee results and merely provides a free resource you can use to achieve your own success in promotional marketing. Please rate our podcast on iTunes and leave a review to help Promo Rockstars impact even more lives around the world. We hope that we can help in your journey towards greatness in discovering this amazing industry. Until next time, activate like there's no tomorrow.